10. It is Thursday morning, January 13th. Tonight, here in O'Neill, you'll have a chance to meet Elizabeth Techmeyer, a candidate for the Nebraska State Board of Education, District 7. She's going to be out at the Jason Schindler Flying Building, which is located just north of O'Neill on Highway 281. Their meeting will begin with a potluck at 6:30, and the program is tonight at 7 o'clock. And we've got Elizabeth with us on the phone this morning. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on today.
Well, obviously tonight people are going to be able to come out to the Schindlers and have a chance to meet you. But maybe for those people that aren't able to make it, let's tell everybody a little bit about yourself. You're a lifelong Nebraskan, is that right?
Yes, I am. I was born and raised in North Platte, and my husband and I have chosen to raise our family there, too. We have five children.
Awesome. And you are running for the Nebraska State Board of Education, District 7. But tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe your educational background, and why, and then we'll talk about why you want to run for the Nebraska State Board of Education.
Sure. So I graduated from UNL with a bachelor's degree. I have a teaching certificate for Nebraska that I can teach 7 through 12 English, and that is a current teaching certificate. However, I have also, in my life, we homeschool our kids until they are ready for high school, and I've done a bit of adult education, teaching some ESL and some other things. So a variety of experiences in the field of education. I also hold a master's degree in curriculum and instruction that I received from UNK.
Awesome. Well, and obviously education is very important to you from your education that you've received. But the Nebraska State Board of Education plays an important role, not only in, you know, just education all across Nebraska, but especially being represented out here in rural Nebraska is important. And that's something you want to do, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, as Western Nebraskans, our district is 50,000 square miles. Because we are representative government, each district is 250,000 people. So we get one vote, even though we have the largest land mass. And currently, I don't believe that the Western Nebraska values are being represented on the board, as we could see through the introduction of the health standards. Our representative did not take a definitive stand against them, though the majority of people out here in District 7 are not in favor of them.
And Elizabeth, I know here in the last year or so, there's been some controversial topics brought up, and that has really kind of got a lot of people concerned. And I know that it's the comprehensive sex ed and critical race theory that's was proposed being taught in Nebraska schools. What's your feelings on that?
Well, I think that health education is best left at the district level. Every school district in our state teaches health. They also teach the human growth and sexuality component to their community standards. And so I think that that's the best place for it to stay, so it can reflect the values of the communities. And critical race theory is an idea that seeks to divide us by the color of our skin. And that, at its heart, is inherently racist. And it doesn't have any place in Nebraska.
All right. And I know, Elizabeth, you've been out and about visiting with Nebraskans here in the District 7 area. Is there any other topics that have been brought up or concerns that have been brought up by patrons in the district?
Well, you know, we have a statewide issue of student proficiency levels, and that is a responsibility of the board to do some research and find out why our proficiency levels are so low. We have great teachers. Our kids are bright. So we need to figure out what's going on in that area. But more specifically to the more rural District 7, we have concerns about teacher recruitment, finding qualified teachers, recruiting and retaining them. We also have a big concern about the state aid formula.
Right.
A lot of school districts struggle with that. And then just the issue of local control. We want to keep as much as we can at the local school level, and not have that go to the state.
Well, Elizabeth, it sounds like you've got the interest of Nebraska, of the, not only the students, but also the patrons that are living in District 7. And I know you're looking forward to meeting people here tonight in O'Neill. And we would just encourage them to come out if they can. You'll do a brief presentation, and I'm assuming you'll open it up to if any folks have a few questions or comments, correct?
Absolutely, I will. And, you know, I'll also be at noon. I'm going to pop up to Springview.
Oh, okay.
And be at the Turbine Mart. Yeah, that opportunity arose more recently, but I will be at Turbine Mart in Springview at noon today.
All right, and then out at the Schindler's tonight at 7 o'clock for your program.
Yes.
All right. Now, Elizabeth, if the folks would like to learn a little bit more about you, do you have a website?
I do. I do. They can check it out at Elizabeth. And that's Elizabeth with a Z, Elizabeth, and then the number 4, stateschoolboard.com.
All right, that's Elizabeth, the number 4, stateschoolboard.com, correct?
Yes.
All right, and a lot of good information there. And I know you're looking forward to meeting people either up in Springview today at noon at the Turbine Mart or tonight out at 7 o'clock out at the Jason Schindler and Flying Building. And you look forward to visiting with some of the residents here of our area. And if they have concerns or, like we said, just have questions, bring them tonight. And we look forward to seeing you here in O'Neill this evening.
Thanks so much.
All right. That's Elizabeth Techmeyer, candidate for the Nebraska State Board of Education. And Elizabeth will be at the Turbine Mart in Springview today at noon. And then tonight, she'll be out at the Jason Schindler Flying Building area there tonight at 7 o'clock. Come on out and meet Elizabeth, running for Nebraska State Board of Education, District 7. Stay tuned.